Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, he's in a tough race against Danny Tarkanian. Congressional District 4 candidate Stephen Horsfoot is here, plus part two of our interview with Chuck Muth, president of Citizen Outreach. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Introducing local businessman David Ward for Reno City Council at Large.
My wife Shannon and I met here as undergrads. Our daughter also graduated from Nevada, and she plans to raise her family here too. And that's no surprise considering what a great place this is. Now I'm running for City Council to help make Reno even better and more prosperous. I invite you to visit my website to see my ideas and to share some of yours. I'm David Ward, and I approve this message. Go Pack!
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Stephen Horsfoot. He is the State Senate Majority Leader and also a candidate for Congressional District 4. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Good to be here. Good to be back.
I wanted to clear up a couple of issues right off the bat so we can get them out of the way and talk about what I consider to be the real issues. John L. Smith wrote an article that I think encapsulated a lot of things to do with your campaign because he started out by saying that it should have been a slam dunk for you in this particular race against Danny Tarkanian, and it's not turned out to be that way. And one of the things that he said is that your political resume isn't pristine. You've been embarrassed by a fundraising plan that was characterized as a pay-to-play scheme a couple of years ago. He accepted big donations in a Bahama junket from the controversial PokerStars internet gambling outfit. How do you respond to those things?
Well, first, this race was never a slam dunk. My opponent has run for office. This is the fourth time now he's run.
He's lost. Never won before.
Right, but after a while, you tend to get name ID, and he always is competitive. Shows well in the polls, but then he loses once people know where he stands in the extreme positions that he represents. In the last 8 years, I've learned some things in elected office, and what I've learned is take responsibility for your actions, something my opponent still hasn't figured out with his $17 million judgment. Secondly is to correct...
Hang on. I think he's taking responsibility for his actions. He knows exactly what's going on there. It involves his entire family. We talked about it on this program with both he and his wife. So, I don't think
he's saying that he was frauded, but in all honesty, when he looks at the situation, he didn't do any due diligence. He didn't meet with the person that he provided the loan to, even though they had defaulted before. He didn't do his homework, but yet he put himself and his family in a very precarious situation. And I think the voters are very concerned with a guy like that would have a $17 million judgment and want to go to Congress to oversee the taxpayer resources.
And bottom line for me is that I would have thought that with that particular record, that it would have been a slam dunk for you in your campaign to end every sentence when you were talking about answering any question and going, oh, and by the way, $17 million judgment, but it hasn't turned out this way. It's a very tight race. One of the things that you've taken hits on for is not responding to people, not returning phone calls necessarily to folks. And probably the outstanding example of that would have been Jim Rogers, gentleman that owns Intermountain West, the TV stations upon which this program airs. I do not work for Jim Rogers. I do not speak for Jim Rogers. But you came and met with him a couple of days ago, finally to talk to him, even though he had said he really didn't want to talk to you at that point. How did that discussion go? What came out at the end of it? Is he now taking a neutral position, or is he taking a position in support of you?
Well, obviously, Jim Rogers can speak for himself and what position that he will take. I will not
what
do
you,
that for
okay,
him.
But what did you take away?
We had a very constructive meeting, and what we talked about was the fact that Jim and I share a lot of the same vision for how we need to move our state forward. Like Jim, I fought to help protect and preserve funding for higher education throughout the entire state, making sure that we have a viable state college and university program. We talked specifically about the need to develop a stronger health sciences program, and that's one of the things that he's asked both me and my opponent, is to talk about what it is we would do in this new position to actually build off of the successful medical school that we have now, but how we would make it stronger for the people of Nevada.
In the past, he's referred to himself, he was registered as a Republican and became an independent, and then the last time he was on the program, he said, everybody knows I'm a flaming liberal, so it would seem that he would be somebody who would be 100% in your court. Do you feel that he's now supporting you in this race?
Well, again, I will let Mr. Jim Rogers talk to you himself about his position, but I want to ask all the voters of Congressional District 4 for their support, and I'm here to represent all the interests of this state, and I'm going to be open and accessible because I want to be able to meet the needs of this state and to listen to those individuals like Jim Rogers that have good ideas on how we can do that best.
Okay, do you feel that this not responding to people is a fair knock on you?
Well, look, I'm a part of a citizens' legislature. Outside of being a state senator, outside of being the Senate Majority Leader, I'm the head of the Culinary Academy of Las Vegas. We train several thousand people a year for careers in the hospitality industry. I have more than 70 employees, a budget of $10 million. And so in addition of being a state elected official, I have a job to do every day, and I am a family man. And there are a lot of areas that we have to balance. But my first priority after my family is to make sure that I am doing my job as an elected official. It's a job that people have entrusted in me, and that's why I've worked so hard over the last 8 years to move our state forward, and why I'm running for Congress now.
One of the people that surprised me that he was not supporting you, and it's not his organization, the NAACP, but the leader of the NAACP, Frank Hawkins, very well known both in Northern and Southern Nevada. Why do you think that he is not supporting you?
Well, let's be absolutely clear, because it has been misperceived and I believe misleading even by my opponent. The NAACP does not endorse.
Correct. I just said that.
You did, but my opponent has not. And neither has Frank Hawkins. And this is the longest serving civil rights organization. People fought and died for the creation of this organization
okay,
and what it stands for.
I apologize, because you know we're on limited time here. I don't want to go into a long diatribe with the NAACP. Everybody understands what that organization is and what a great job it's done. But my surprise is that Frank Hawkins is not supporting you.
Well, but what I think is more important is, what does the NAACP stand for? It stands for educational access for all people, which is what I fought for all my life. It stands for access to health care.
That's not the question.
Well, these are the things.
Frank Hawkins is a significant person in the Las Vegas community, period, but especially in the African-American community. Why is he not supporting you is my question.
The people who are more significant are the voters of Congressional District 4 who are going to decide this election. They're the people I'm talking to every day. They're the people I'm going to their doors every day, talking to them about the interests that they care about. The top priority is jobs.
Okay.
That's what I've done my entire life, and that's what I'll continue to do in Congress.
Bottom line on that question, you're not going to answer. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stephen Horsford. He's the State Senate Majority Leader and also a candidate for Congressional District 4. So let's talk about the issues, not the commercials, not all the noise, not the talking points. So why do you want to run for Congress? What goal or goals do you have that you want to accomplish as a congressman, and especially as a freshman congressman?
Well, thank you, Sam, for that question and the opportunity, because you know what? This election is really a clear choice for the voters. And this is not about me. This is not about me becoming a congressperson. It's not about the position. It's about the people of this district who are struggling. They're struggling because they're working harder and harder in the middle class, and they feel like they're falling behind.
They are falling behind.
Why? In order to give more tax breaks to wealthy people and corporate subsidies to big oil and big banks. And that's why this choice is so clear in this election between me and my opponent. Now, I've fought for the middle class all my life. It's what I do. It's not what I just talk about. It's what I do. It's about bringing partnerships together in the private sector, with labor, with the community, to actually get things done that need to get done. And right now, those priorities are, number one, jobs. Jobs, jobs. Number two, the housing crisis. And number three, making sure that we protect Medicare and Social Security and have a health system that is effective for all Americans.
All right, so everybody says jobs, jobs, jobs. Be specific. What would you like to accomplish? And who do you want to accomplish it with? Who, if you go to Congress, are you going to align yourself with? Because as a freshman congressman, you're going to spend the first 2 years trying to find the bathrooms.
You're right.
And no offense about that either.
And no matter who wins this race,
correct,
we're going to be a freshman because it's a new district without an incumbent. But the difference between me and my opponent is I've actually served in office before. I know what it is to work across the aisle in the last legislative session. And part in answering your question is, who do I want to work with? It's the same people I've been working with at the state level. The governor, members of the legislature, to solve problems. For example, I submitted a letter of support for Congressman Mark Amaday's bill on the land exchange for the city of Yerington in order to help create a new copper mine there, but also to develop an industrial park for the city of Yerington. This is a county that has the highest unemployment in the state, over 16%. This project will help provide more than 2,000 jobs. It's a good thing to do. And I believe in a bipartisan approach, those are the types of solutions we can work on. The other priority in creating jobs right now will be establishing the interstate corridor between Phoenix and Las Vegas. This is something the Chambers of Commerce support, the Resort Association. It will help create thousands, tens of thousands of jobs in the construction sector.
And that's already underway.
The designation has been approved, but we got to get the funding. And we need to work together right now to make that possible, because the people that I talk to can't wait another year. They can't wait another 2 years.
Let me ask you this. When you look at the Republican Congress and what they've done over the last 4 years, since the Tea Party has come in and taken over the House, what odds do you give yourself of being able to accomplish crossing the aisle and not being rebutted?
Well, let's be clear. There is a faction of Tea Party members who are choosing to be part of the gridlock and not getting things done. Now, my opponent says that he would caucus with that Tea Party if he were elected. I know that there are other members of that are elected to Congress that I can work with. You know, I've had an effective working relationship working with people like Mark Amaday, people like Joe Heck, who he and I were freshmen together in the state Senate. We co-authored legislation together. Dina Titus, who, you know, I've worked with in the legislature. She was my predecessor as the minority leader. So in our delegation, first and foremost, it's about doing what's right for Nevada.
Okay, let me ask you, who's got about a minute left here. One of the things that's really irritating you is what's gone on with the mortgage crisis and the fact that nobody's gone to jail. And to be frank with you, I couldn't agree more.
Well, what has happened to the housing market in this state is a crime. And someone should pay a price for causing the near collapse of our financial services industry. And I think that the bankers who issued these predatory loans should go to jail. Look, people put their entire life savings. There were those who had their entire equity used up because of the greed on Wall Street. My opponent said that if he were elected, he would not have even allowed a regulatory reform bill to be voted out of committee onto the floor in order for there to have been a debate. And he was opposed to any type of regulatory reform of Wall Street whatsoever. That is not the type of answer or leadership or representation Congressional District 4 needs, not at a time when so many families are struggling and hurting.
Okay, last point is that obviously the local bank manager is not going to jail. And frankly, at this point, doesn't look like anybody on Wall Street is going to jail. Nobody cares. Not only is it just as bad as it was, it's getting worse because all the same instruments of destruction that were in place on Wall Street, still there.
And that...
Go ahead.
Well, that's why I believe we need to do three things very quickly. First is we need to reduce the principal balances on mortgages to present-day value so that responsible homeowners can stay in their homes. Secondly, for those people who are underwater in their homes and have no other choice but to short sell, we need to make sure that that loss isn't counted as income by the IRS. That's something that needs to be acted on immediately. And third, we need a responsible program for those who want to get back in the market, new home buyers that have good credit, to be able to do so. And I'm going to work on those solutions
once we're
elected.
And you know who you agree with that? Martin Feldstein, former Reagan financial advisor on the Council of Economic Advisors. Hey, good luck in the campaign, and we'll see you after the campaign's over.
We look forward to coming back on your show. Thank you,
Sam.
Man.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
This was dishonest.
I'm not in favor of a $5 trillion tax cut.
Romney's being dishonest here, too.
According to an independent, nonpartisan study, Barack Obama and the liberals will raise taxes on the middle class.
The chairman of that so-called independent group is from Romney's former company. Dick Cheney's on its board. Newt Gingrich was there, too. It's not independent. It's just not true.
Prices are falling sales event only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Cars that were $15,000, now $10,000. SUVs that were $20,000, now $15,000. Trucks that were $25,000, now $20,000. Internet even has vehicles starting at $999. Prices are falling on our entire inventory. Zero money down and interest rates at an all-time low 1.10%. And get a guaranteed $4,000 push, pull, or drag. Prices are falling only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
It's the super sale at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. You won't believe the incredible selection of great-looking Lazy Boy furniture, now at super savings. You'll find unbeatable values on tempting recliners and spectacular prices on a wide range of sofa styles, with more amazing deals throughout the store, plus special financing available. For a super selection at super savings you won't find anywhere else, don't miss the super sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
I'm Mary Beth Seawald of News 4, here with Mayor Cashel and Mayor Martini asking you to think local.
Think of our financial decisions and their impact on local jobs.
Think of ways to grow our local economy.
Think local means buying local.
And contracting for local goods and services.
Think about hiring local.
And when it comes to dining and entertainment, think local.
And how about local nonprofits?
Think about our community. Together we can thrive.
Think local for a better Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Chuck Muth. He is the head of citizen outreach. Mitt Romney, would he have been your choice for representing the Republican Party in presidential politics here.
Well, I wrote a few weeks ago that Mitt Romney wasn't my first choice and he wasn't my second choice. What I didn't write was that he wasn't my third choice or my fourth choice. But the fact of the matter is, Sam, now, he's the only choice, especially if you're from Nevada. George Will wrote a column a couple of weeks ago in which he noted that Nevada was leading the nation in unemployment, leading the nation in foreclosures, leading the nation in bankruptcies. And if Nevada goes for Barack Obama again, shame on Nevadans. You know, when the definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing. Look, if we continue four more years, get Barack Obama another 4 years to do what he's already done the last 4 years, we're going to keep getting the same thing we've gotten, and we would deserve our fate here in Nevada if we do that.
But as you look at Governor Romney, do you see major differences with him in policy?
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. And here's the thing. Why I think he did so well in his debate with Barack Obama. One, he had a lot of debates with Republicans in the primary, but he wasn't in his element there. He was trying to debate conservatives when the man truly is more of a moderate. There's no question about that. Now he's in the general election, and he's going up against someone to the far left, and his position in the middle is where he is most comfortable.
Do you really believe Barack Obama is the far left?
Oh, gosh, yes. I believe he believes it. Deep in his heart, he'll never say it, but oh yeah, absolutely.
Do you base that on, for example, Obamacare?
Oh, I think that's the epitome, but I think you look at the appointments and who he puts into positions of responsibility in the government, all of his policy positions, his redistribution of wealth, which he obviously clearly believes in. I think, you know, I don't have any hesitation calling a man a socialist. Now, you want to take the technical definition of socialist, fine, but when conservatives call him a socialist, they know what they're talking about. It's a more vibrant government than what we believe the founding fathers intended.
But at the same time, President Obama, at that same debate, turned around and said, yes, we based Obamacare on Romneycare.
Oh, and I think that I thought that was where Romney was probably his most vulnerable. The fact that Obama did not land a really strong blow against Mitt Romney on that issue, which is where he really is his most vulnerable, I thought was telling.
By the way, I thought in watching the debate, I thought, boom, he's going to come back. That's going to be the first part of his answer is, well, I based it on yours. And he took about two or three other answers before he got to that point, which kind of surprised me. You know, from a debate strategy, you know, if you see what place to take a knockout punch, I would take that knockout punch.
Well, I think Romney's response was music to conservatives' ears, was that, okay, maybe the plans are similar, but mine was at the state level, yours is at the federal. It's appropriate for the 50 states to come up with their own plan and not at the national level. Now, philosophically, I think both of them are wrong, but at least Governor Romney is able to split that hair and conservatives are able to give him a little bit of a pass on the states' rights issue.
You know, it's interesting. Governor Romney, Republican governor in a Democratic state, got things accomplished. I mean, he had to work across the aisle because there were so many people across the aisle. But it's going to be the same story in Congress, too. What kind of nightmare will either of these candidates face going into a new Congress where you have a House that's controlled by Republicans and a Senate that potentially is controlled still by the Democrats?
Yeah, the president, if he is reelected, will be in the exact same position he's in right now. If he tries to do something that is viscerally offensive to House Republicans, it's going nowhere in the House. Here's the interesting.
So do you think that they would allow us to go off the fiscal cliff?
I don't think anyone will allow it to go off a fiscal cliff. You and I have been around this game for a long time. The Armageddon scenarios are trotted out all the time to scare the bejeepers out of the voting public. And we all know that at the last minute, at the closing hour, they're going to come together and fix it. A lot of us aren't as afraid of the boogeyman anymore that Washington has painted. Now, here's the thing where I think it'll be interesting with Romney, though, if he's elected. It won't be the Democrats. When George Bush, 43, was elected in 2000, he got a five-year honeymoon from conservatives who were afraid to criticize a Republican president. It wasn't until he tried to appoint Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court that conservatives finally came unglued and said, enough's enough, we're not putting up with this. I predict that Mitt Romney's honeymoon with conservatives will last all of 48 hours. And the minute that he tries to go and move too far to the left, conservatives are not going to bite their tongue just because he's a Republican. They're going to come out right away and try to snap the suspenders.
And it'll be interesting to see, you know, depending on the makeup of the Congress, whether Romney, you know, governs from the center or whether he governs from the right.
I think if Republicans get control of the Senate as well as the House,
all bets are off.
And Romney, yeah, all bets are off. Well, you still have the filibuster to overcome in the Senate, but I think that Romney's moderation will temper the House's conservatism, and we will still move the agenda forward in a fiscally responsible direction, but it will be center-right rather than center-left, and I think that would be good for the country.
Do you think Simpson-Bowles has any chance of passing in a major way the way it's written right now?
You know me, I like to hedge my bet, so I would say zero. No chance whatsoever, not with the Republicans in the House. As long as there is no appetite in the House to raise taxes, period. It's just not going to happen. They're going to have to finally bite the bullet and address entitlement spending.
Even with Paul Ryan as vice president?
Especially with Paul Ryan as vice
president. I mean, I know that he walked away from the committee, but at the same time, a lot of the things he believes in, which is pain on both sides over a 25 to 30 year period, would be appropriate.
But there's a difference between reducing exemptions on your tax return and having them offset by spending cuts, as opposed to raising taxes without the offset. And the Ryan, having the Ryan plan there with Ryan as the vice president will be very good for Republicans and for the country if both of those men are elected in November.
And that's where we have to leave it. Chuck, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $20.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
We've got a new neighbor, Sheila Leslie. She moved into our neighborhood just to run for the state Senate. And what did Sheila bring? Tax increases, lots of them. Leslie supported the two largest tax hikes in Nevada history. Along the way, Sheila's raised taxes on just about everything. Business taxes, payroll taxes, sales taxes, property taxes, even vehicle registration fees. Sheila Leslie, a tax-raising record that's already worn out its welcome.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Nuts. Good to eat, not good for politicians. Greg Brower wants to represent Nevada families, but he supports tax breaks for companies that send the jobs we need overseas. That's nuts. And he thinks we should make it harder for women to access birth control and let insurance companies drop coverage for women's cancer screenings. Nuts. And Brower says ending Medicare as we know it is long overdue, which would leave seniors paying thousands more each year. Plain nuts. Greg Brower, not what Nevada needs.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $20.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Saliva Ciliatis will be here for the first of a two-part interview. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.